Hello everyone, this is Arrows Arrows Speaks Out Podcast for Anchor, anchorfm.com. Make sure you like this Anchor FM app. Make sure you like this podcast and also share it with people. I'm on the Anchor app. I'm on Spotify. I'm on Apple Podcasts. Also, I'm on for Google Podcasts. So yeah, heard from me did a podcast in a while, cause man, I've been busy though, cause I work, right? I was in school last year and all that, but now I'm taking a break from school. I was about to register back. I like, nah, I ain't doing all this. Since it's COVID-19 bullshit, man. Like, some of these classes they doing online, and I'm not doing that shit online. That's fucking bullshit. Fuck all that shit. So yeah, so I'm gonna try to do more podcasts. I'm gonna try to do more. I need to schedule a time so I could do podcasts, so y'all could know. So I'm gonna do a pod. I'll let you know this week when I will do like a podcasting. What days I'm gonna do some podcasts. So I'm gonna try to do it every day, but I don't know. Man, I be so tired from work, man. It's a damn shame, man, because I work in a salvage yard. It's so goddamn hot and damn sun. It's really fucking me up, man. I just stay hydrated. So today's topic is, it will be an uprising against the government. Why I say it will be an uprising against the government. Since this COVID-19 came, it came last year in December. It was like not that bad in China and Wuhan and all that. In January, people started getting sick a little bit. Then it came to the United States. It started to spread in Europe and all that, so-called. And it started spreading and shit. And then in March, I think March the 15th, like Trump did a travel ban. He stopped international countries for going. So for traveling. And the people locked down the whole United States. And restaurants had to close down. Bars had to close down. Barbershops. The airports had to shut down. They wasn't doing no international travel. Everything had to like shut down. And the people wasn't working. A lot of people lost their jobs. I was watching off of Instagram. This guy went to the courthouse, and he told the people, look, he's a business owner. Look, I had to wear a fucking mask and this and that, and like doctors, just like doctors that he know that just like killed himself, committed suicide. And he had to close his place, and his family was starving, and he said other people he know they were starving because they wasn't working. They had to close down everything, and he told the government, he told the people in politics, "What you eating? You making money? I'm not." He told them one of these days, man, people are gonna rise up. You know, let me tell y'all something. You know, you people, man. You all so-called white people all. What you white people here in America are a problem. You are. Majority of y'all is a problem. You're a problem. You lock down places. You lock down places for shit. You do. You just like lock down places. Lock down businesses. Small businesses. And people can't even feed their family. How in the fuck they can feed their family? How they can pay their bills? But at the end of the day, it's prophecy, though. Because in the Bible, it's like all the grinding shall cease is very little jobs, you know. But, you know. Yeah, and, how good people could work and pay their bills when you have to shut things down? Shut things down. Because it's a so-called pandemic. Really, it's a lie. It don't add up. It all is like lies. You're going to have millions of people next month, in a couple of months, they're going to be homeless. And you got people who is, they don't got no food to eat, man. Doing all this, oh, fuck shit, man. And when you tell the truth about it on YouTube, they want to shut you down. I got like a, just like a YouTube channel called Arrow Speaks Out. And I did a video about these East Indians, not for Trinidad, about this East Indian lady for Trinidad that lives here in Houston, was saying racist stuff towards black folks. So someone filmed it and post it on YouTube. So I showed the video and I made a comment on it. Okay? A comment on it. And I was saying the truth. I posted Sunday. Then Monday morning, I checked my email. It's just like YouTube told me, you got a strike. They took that video down. So I cannot post no videos, upload no videos for a week. The problem with you so-called white people is you don't like the damn truth, man. You white folks and you other race of people, which you are nations. You know, you don't like the damn truth. You don't like when it's just like people calling you out, exposing you, and just like challenging you on your shit, man. That's how you get mad. That's why you kill people, you silence people. You do take the challenge from them. You like throw them in prison. And also you kill them. That's what you do. That's your MO. Your America is built on lies. And it's built on deceit. It's built by blood and slavery. Alright? When it's black folks and Spanish folks today, Americans talk about the slavery that be going on in America and stuff, you shut them down. You fucking take they damn whole channel down. This is why America is going down, man. America is going down because your damn bullshit. The rape, robbing, murder, and slavery of the Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans. That's why this damn place going down. Because your damn shit. The most high you're horrified by shit. Yeah, Rashad is going to destroy you so-called white people. And also, you so-called white people, you're not white. You're red. which you eat them, which you are just like the biblical Edomites, man. The Most High Yahweh Hashem Yahushai is going to just like destroy this place, America, aka Babylon, with like nuclear fire. Because of the rape, robbery, and murder of Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans, man. And like a whole lot of abominations that you so-called white people, you be doing, man. Your damn sins reach up the heavens, man. The Most High Yahweh Hashem Yahushai got a list of the stuff you be doing. Let me tell you something, the people off of YouTube, man. When I be off of YouTube, especially for a week or winter, I'm gonna do a video about you, YouTube. I'm gonna do a video about you, and like I'm gonna put you on blast. Because you need to be put on blast, because you don't like the damn truth. Talk about, oh, what I'm saying is, I'm saying hate for all that. I don't got no power to oppress people. I don't got the power to just like oppress other people by economic and also liberal. Not liberal, livable. And I don't got the power to make laws that could oppress you and benefit me. How the hell I could say that? How the hell YouTube, you could say that? That just like I'm saying racist stuff. Hate speech. I'm not telling people to do nothing. I'm just speaking the truth, man. But by you so-called Edomites and your other nations, you hate Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans. Yes, you do. You do. So, we hate you too, man. We hate you too. The video they like YouTube take down is like Elamites. That is the with the East Indians, from India, hates Jakes, Negroes, Latinos, and Native Americans, because they got like a petrol hatred towards us. So they YouTube take that down. I wonder why California isn't a fucking shithole, man. I wonder why California's a damn shithole, because you fucking liberals don't know how to run shit. You so-called white people, you don't know how to run shit at all, man. You got a lot of people in your city. They don't got no fucking jobs. You can't even just like create jobs for people to work. You raise prices so fucking high, people can't afford it, and people leave, and people be homeless. This is your what you're having is a mess, man. You got a lot of people that are homeless in the fucking heat. Oh man, what about when it's like winter time? That's a bitch, man. That's a bitch, man. And now with your old people is against you. I saw on TV that your old people in Seattle, they be telling their old white people, get the fuck out of your houses. Get the fuck out. And like give it to Negroes that you like gentrify. That's what you do. You put us blacks in ghettos. You made by design. Okay? You put us up in conditions by design to do crime. To leave us oppressed. Okay? When you want to make it nice, what you do? You make new houses and new apartments, brand new, jack the prices up, and kick us out. Gentrify the whole neighborhood. That's what you do, man. And also, you do to the Native Americans, the Galites, Revelations. Resolutions. The worst of the worst, man. The Native Americans and Galaxies don't got no water. No clean water. The Seminole Indians as well, too. You so-called white people are going down, man. And also, you press your own people, too. And like, you gonna do until they're gonna fight back, man. Because it's gonna be a damn uproar. So cops in Seattle, they fucking leaving, defunding. Austin, the city of Austin, defunded the damn police. And Greg Abbott is the damn governor. And the mayor, it also is a damn Democrat. They fucking defund the damn police. They got money out of their pockets, which is good. Cause all you cops are no good. Y'all started slave patrol to oppress the slaves and to kill the slaves. That's what you do. And now you're mad. And she's like, now you're mad. But it's going to happen, man. Because it's not going to be no jobs out here, man. No jobs out here. So, remember that. I'm done for this podcast. So, if you like this podcast, share my podcast. Also, subscribe and have a good one. And peace.